Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, hi, thank you. This is Robin with Flowers for You and also with the Transformation Cafe. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I'll just remind everybody we do have the chat room open. If there's anybody in there that would like to ask a question or get into the conversation, we really welcome you. And again, if you're listening and want to go ahead and get onto the switchboard, again, that number is 646-727-3206. So we have Mr. Jamie in the house tonight. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I am great. And Miss Gloria is in the house as well. Hey, Miss Gloria.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
So I was just wondering, you know, we've kind of gotten out of the habit of ordering when we sit all down together, and I'm sure the waiters and waitresses are looking at us like, are you guys going to order or what? So wondering what sounds good tonight for an appetizer, guys. What do you think we should have?
I want some shrimp.
You want some shrimp? Okay.
Some sort of shrimpy thing. I don't know.
Okay. Let's look at our little waiter
shrimp
here. Tony. Hey, Tony. Some shrimp ball here. Okay. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe some spring rolls or something. How about that?
Mm.
Some spring rolls with some shrimp. Oh, yeah. That sounds good. Okay. He's off and running now. Okay, cool. So last week, we were talking about, I remember Gloria and I had been talking a little bit online before we got online about the concept of she had her dad's wife talking about them retiring and the beliefs of what that would look like. And I love what Gloria had shared about she's just wanting to pack in as much in her life before she's done with this planet for this go-around. So I thought that was such a great idea. I actually was speaking to Miss Kathy Elliott. She's been on our show quite a few times, especially if you go into our on-demand, especially at the beginning of our shows. We've had her on for quite a while. And Kathy and I were sharing about the as-if. You know, you act as if in these different things that you're wanting to bring into your life. And the whole concept behind that is you're wanting to have something brought in that you aren't necessarily something that you would think of on a regular basis. So what's happening is you're actually changing the vibration of the things in the way that you think about them, because really everything is energy. And if we're coming from the same thing day after day after day, we're not going to get that change. It's like that quote from Einstein about if, you know, you want things to change, you know, you definitely have to think in a different way to have that change. So I wanted to kind of put it out here on the table while we're chatting and munching on some spring rolls and shrimp about the whole as if, acting as if and being as if, and how that can really bring in changes into your life. So has either one of you had something where you just decided, I'm going to act as if blah, blah, and then have something really miraculous or wonderful happen?
Well, from my perspective, I guess I'm used to being, you know, I don't want to stir up things, of course, and I don't like confrontation, of course, and I just try to get along and maybe that is kind of a little safe, playing on the safe side, but then, you know.
Well, that's kind of an as if too. I'm going to act as if that there's no confrontations and there. I'm going to keep the status quo. So I act as if there's always the status quo. So we can go that direction too. You know,
that's
we're
kind of boring,
sustaining,
I guess,
that mindset.
That's where I'm going.
Well, that's okay, because I mean, on whatever level that works for you, so that's what you're resonating with. You know what I mean? You know, we do things
kind
that
of a low
for
resonating,
us.
I guess.
Well, not necessarily. What do you think about it, Gloria?
Well, I listened to your question, but I didn't quite get it.
Okay.
What would you say the question
Well, I guess my question was, have you had it where okay, I guess I was going to be more like a mini story here. I decide, well, because, okay, I'm going to come from what I'm thinking in my head right now. I decide I want to be a size 10 instead of a size 14, okay? So I start working. I just get it in my mindset. I'm going to act as if I'm already a size 10, and what would a size 10 person do? They would work out. They'd eat a certain way. You know, they conduct themselves differently in the amount of energy that they're bringing in and out of their body and how they would be using, utilizing that energy. So I started acting as if I was a size 10, and, you know, my body kind of caught up with me after a while because I started being a size 10. So
I got that part of it. The part that threw me was when you were talking about miracles happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you put something out there and say, I'm going to act as if I'm a millionaire. I mean, that's kind of put it out there, but, you know, or I'm going to act as if I'm a successful author, or
So my question then is how would that be considered a miracle? Because when you act that way, you're taking the steps. It goes along with that as if process. If you
mm-hmm.
act as if, then you become, because you're taking the actions towards that end.
Mm-hmm.
So if you act as if and continue to take action, no matter how long it takes to achieve what you're acting as if, eventually you will become it. It's
mm-hmm.
just like acting. You know, if
so it's not really a miracle.
Acting,
it's just a matter of continuing. You know, you keep showing the universe, yes, this is the direction I want to go.
Correct. And you are creating a new reality based upon the new choices of actions that you're taking.
Right.
So yes, I have had that happen often.
Often. Okay, cool. Well, is there any of them you'd like to share?
Skiing, scuba diving, body worker, changing jobs and working in different industries and just saying, yes, I can do that, especially after I've had people, you know, initially I would say, I can do that, and they're like, oh, yeah, you can do that. And it's like, oh, they're an authority figure. They know I can do that. Okay, I can go do that. So you go and you learn and you do.
Right.
That's the active process.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, for me, I think sometimes I've slipped into, like, say, if I was had a customer or some kind of a company come to me and they want me to go ahead and do a job or something, I'll act like, well, yeah, I'm going to do that. And, of course, I'll say yes to the project, but then I back away from that and go, okay, now how am I going to do that? You know, I'm saying yes to something without really, I mean, on a certain level, I feel like I could accomplish it, but on another level, I've got to figure that out. Because it might be totally in a different way of me doing it than the way I've done it in any other time. So have you had that, Jamie, with like art? If somebody brings something into you and they're wanting a certain kind of tattoo or some kind of, like you're saying, a shield or something on an artistic level, and you kind of went, whoa, I've never done anything like that before.
Well, sometimes, of course, the thing you can think about as far as tattoos have been done somewhere
mm-hmm.
on somebody, or whatever
mm-hmm.
crazy idea, you know, somebody has it somewhere. Not that you're going to run
mm-hmm.
into that person, but I just try to make them kind of see what's possible as far as if they have a design that they like, and now if it's a design that they drew or a friend drew or a rough, we try to make it to where they want it, you know, where they want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the final
mm-hmm.
say-so. I just provide a service, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case where you want to kind of make sure that, because your name is on that piece of work, no matter where it goes, or you know, that you want it the best, I mean, the best you can, and have it the closer not to what you want, but what the person wants. And they have to wear it, you don't. So I kind of, I'm not like one of the artists. I'm not saying there's a lot of artists, and it's pretty popular nowadays. So you'll trying to be. It seems to me that the more outrageous, the more publicity they'll get, or it's just something on that scale. And any more, that's, you know, you try to shock somebody, but everything's been kind of done, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As far as my own personal art, you know, anymore I think of it, it's like, wow, I've created it, and there it is, and somebody will maybe like it or not, but there it is, you know, regardless. And after I'm gone, you know, it'll still be there in some way, shape, or form, or maybe not. You don't ever know. You know, speaking of kind of things that are going on, did you notice that the rapture is supposed to happen this Saturday?
Oh, on the 21st, yeah.
Right.
Jesus is coming up.
Jesus
is coming now, but maybe we should talk about that. We need to act as if it's already happened.
It's going to be that. It's the owner of Family Life Radio, I believe. And this isn't the first time that somebody's predicted this, but I just thought it was kind of interesting. It's coming up real quick, and then there's 5 months of hell, and then that's the end of the world. This is October 21st. Uh-huh. So I guess you've got to get ready for that.
Or as if, this might be our last show.
Right. I think the atheist said that they were going to have a party because it's a win-win situation for them.
Well, they have like billboards and all kinds of stuff going on for the publicity of this thing.
Yes, yes. And
it just shows you how much I watch the news and just really get out there and like see stuff. I kind of go, because I heard it was basically good. The UFOs were going to show up. We were going to have our really like first encounter for everything. Yeah. So instead of it being supposedly a rapture, it's going to be basically first contact on a global level.
Wow. Well, I hadn't heard that part.
That's another way you can suppose you say rapture, because it's like if you're going to get caught up, it's kind of like with Star Trek, you're basically going to get energized.
Ooh, well, that doesn't sound so bad.
So, I mean, depending on the way you want to look at it,
I mean, I don't mean to change subjects, but I was just kind of wondering if anybody had heard about that, that's all.
Have you heard about it, Gloria?
I didn't quite understand. Heard about what?
About the rapture happening on Saturday.
No, I kind of missed that one.
Mm. See, that's one thing that Gloria and I kind of have in common. We don't really watch the news very much, if at all. So when we talk about stuff, it's basically,
I've
got a wedding.
I'm a creature of habit, not just my habit, so.
Well, yeah, and you know what? And I've always loved that about you because you're like, you bring stuff up on the show that we're like, really? I didn't know that. Okay. Because we're keeping track of all that stuff. Well, it's a good thing because, I don't really have anything really planned for Saturday. So that's good.
Well, I have to go to work, but I don't know what time it's going to happen at.
What do you have, Gloria?
I did because on Saturday I was busy watching a track meet. And then Sunday I was getting circuitry alignment with Stacy, one of our previous guests done.
No, no, but it's this Saturday. It's not Saturday.
Oh,
this Saturday.
Sunday.
Yeah, maybe we need to have a party or something. Yeah,
well,
we
have Sweat Lodge that weekend. This Saturday.
Oh, well, see, that's a good weekend to have Sweat Lodge.
I think so.
Yeah, you're in the Sweat Lodge week. You caught up. There goes a rapture. You're good to go. You're already naked, so life is good.
Good to go.
Don't worry about that.
Robin, for all of the listeners and for your own information, you are not naked during Sweat Lodge.
Okay, you're not naked during Sweat Lodge.
No, you are not.
Sweaty.
Okay. You're sweaty.
You're wearing tops and bottoms. Yes, you are.
You are dressed.
You're sweaty and, yes, very close to nature and Mother Earth, yes.
Yeah. I've only been in one sweat lodge, and I did have the T-shirt and shorts on. And thank goodness somebody gave me the inside scoop that when you're in the lodge and you're having a hard time, get as close to the ground as possible. And just like hang on to the earth because that's the coolest place because heat does rise. So there you go. Oh my goodness. Yeah. But that, if you've never done a sweat lodge, I would really encourage any of our listeners to do that because especially if you're with people that you feel comfortable with and have it be where you feel like you're going to be getting supported because it definitely really challenges your comfort zone and just your level of being able to come from a place of really connecting to yourself. So it's a wonderful experience.
It does more than challenge you. It brings you to a space where you can let go of things and you can talk to relations. It's a non-denominational way of getting in touch with the universe and all the relations that have passed before you.
How many sweat lodges have you done, Gloria?
I will say that one year I went probably, 25 or 26 lodges one year. And then I think I went for about half the year the next year, and then I've been on sabbatical. And then I moved down to San Diego where the lodges are, and so I've been going a little bit more frequently as my calendar has allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So all in all, probably about 75.
Wow, that's very good.
Or more.
Wow. You're definitely the woman to talk to about sweat lodges. There you go.
Well, I'm not an authority by any means. I've just been a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, more than me. How about you, Jamie? How many have you done?
I've never done one.
I've done some saunas,
though, but that's about it.
See, we need a transformational cafe, sweat lodge. There you go. We're going to have to create one here.
You know, now that I think about it, I imagine when I was in high school, we may have had the opportunity because, you know, there's the Navajos and the Hopis and, you know, they do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I did get to go up to, I forget the name of the village, but it's on the second mesa there, and that's where they do the dances. It's because my dad at the time was in the highway department up there in northern Arizona, and
mm-hmm.
there had some Indians on his crew, so we got invited, and that was pretty special, if you know what I mean. You don't just
kind of
go
very
up
special
there.
To get invited to the dancing,
you have
yeah.
to be invited, you know. So, and
yeah,
that was pretty
yeah,
cool. So now that I think about it, and I know that they have some sort of ritual where they kind of isolate themselves to get in kind of character. So that's
mm-hmm.
kind of similar to that. But again, a sweat lodge, you know, I've been in saunas, and I've been in the wrestling room with the heater on and dressed in a rubber suit. So I don't know what else I can do.
Well, that's a sweat lodge too, right there. Whether it was just the sweat room, you know, when you're wrestling, or there you go,
well, yeah,
wrestling with something.
That's
there you go.
To make you lose weight and toughens you up, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, and it kind of goes back to the as if. So you're talking about, you know, being up on the mesa, and the
right.
dancers would dance, and they get into a certain costume and take on that persona, an archetype, and they act as if they're that spirit, and to go out and, you know, do it, whatever, whether it's the corn dance or water dance or whatever dance that they're working on.
Let's just say it was a special experience, and yeah, I always do that.
Yeah, it's just very, very cool. So it was interesting because I had gone to a network meeting this morning, and we were kind of carrying on with that as if we had a financial advisor that had been talking to us. He was the presenter for the day, and he was talking about the economy and things like that. And I just kept going back to that as if. You know, I challenged a few people in the room, and I just said, you know, what if you guys, you know, you had your own economy and everything was good, and, you know, the money flowed, and, you know, as you were acting as if it was flowing, and it did. You know, you kind of just you got caught up in the yes of having everything,
well,
you know, working out in your well. Huh?
You know, that actually comes into play with the gentleman. There's a story about a gentleman who had a hot dog business.
Mm-hmm.
And he had one of those little carts, you know, that would go around, and he did hot dogs. And
mm-hmm.
his son came home and told him that, wow, you know, the economy was bad. So he really needed to, you know, cut back on the things that he was buying and selling and, you know, making available, because the economy was bad and people wouldn't be able to buy these things. And so he went ahead and he cut back. And then, you know, business started to taper off, and didn't have any customers, and, you know, business really was bad.
Yep. He bought into that one, like hook, line, and sinker, didn't he? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he acted as if.
He acted as if, and then everybody else said, well, okay, I guess it must be so. You know, and
well,
it goes back to last week when we were talking about the beliefs of when I retire, I'm going to slow down and I'll be
take
enjoying life. Yeah, I'm going to take it easy and enjoy life instead of just saying I'm enjoying life every day and I'm doing what gives me, you know, passion and purpose. And
I'm enjoying
what,
busy.
Yeah, and I'm so like, well, you know what? And you've got two different types of people. You've got the ones that slow down and they just, you know, they just basically are waiting to die. And then the other ones that just say, my life is so much busier now than before when I was working. And I look at how much stuff I got done along with my work, and it just amazes me that I did so much in a day because I'm so busy now, and I'm not working. But yet my life is really full. You know, I think that's just really cool. That, you know, it's just some those things that we put aside or didn't make a priority or make it something that we wanted to include in our lives. We're doing that now in a matter of just that much more enjoyment and fulfillment in the things that we, you know, we could bring into our lives because we have that opportunity now. Be it, you know, serving other people and community or whatever.
So, Robin, I'm going to act as if I have more time.
Okay, cool. That's very good. Well, you know what? And you do that, you will. Because it's going to be more, it's going to be, you know, it's that idea of time management. You can't really manage time, but you can manage the activities.
Well, see, that's why I was joking.
It's my doing of activities. It's my doing in management, not necessarily the time that I have. But it always amazes me that, you know, like say you're going to go on a vacation or something like that. You've got a real tight timeline. You have like 2 days to do stuff that you normally would do in a week because you're going to be gone and you have this list. And you get it all done.
By God, you get it done.
You get it done, and you're like, "How did I get that all done?" It's amazing.
Yeah,
I think a part of it is you just you're on your task and you're making those lists. And I always tell people too that if you got something that you have on a list and you don't get it done, it wasn't that big a priority, or you would have gotten it done. You know, you just make it something that you're going to be making sure to have on there. I came across a quote that I wanted to share with you guys. I just love these little quotes. It's just, joy, love, and appreciation are powerful motivators. They are feelings that human experience around the heart. Joy is a feeling of pleasure or delight that arises from the heart. Positive feelings are what make life worth living. Isn't that nice? Positive feelings are what make life worth working. That was from Deborah Rosman. That was just a really nice quote. So there you go. Love,
that's
joy,
good.
And appreciation to you all. There you go. You little positive motivators. Yeah. That's all good. Yeah.
So you were talking about
actually,
the weather. What's that like?
Talking about the weather? Oh, we've been having really unusual weather here in Southern California. It is feeling like winter.
Oh.
At least in the Riverside area. You know, cool. Yes, it is cool. It's actually kind of cold. Yeah, we had scattered showers today, and the high was like in the low 60s. And for us, that's very unusual for the season because we're starting to get into graduation time. And, I mean, usually we're pushing the low 90s by now. It's a very interesting weather. So what was it like for you today, Miss Gloria?
I had the most beautiful misting day all day.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Misty, because she's in San Diego area, so it was misty all day?
It was misting.
Misting all day. See, so we just had that overcast of just like a drizzle.
Just
drizzling kind
just
of thing happening.
It was like
walking
in the everywhere you went. It was awesome.
Wow. And I'm sure the plant, the nature was just going, this is so nice.
I bet it was. Especially
I bet it was really loving it. Yeah, exactly. And then, Jamie, you were sharing before we got on the air that it's actually you had a very wonderful, warm, and sunny day up in Seattle.
Well, the sun was out. I don't know about warm, but it was breeze. But the sun was actually out. We're going to springtime up here. I should know better. I've been up here this long. But, you know, they're actually going to string like 3 or 4 days of maybe almost 7-degree weather. Oh, my God.
Wow.
And it hasn't been over 70 this year, like 190 days or something since last year.
Yeah.
And this is very below normal for up here, you know.
Yeah.
And it's almost the middle or end of spring, and, you know, summer's coming up, and here you go.
Well, and I think it's going to be interesting to see what summer is going to really be like this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the jet has really moved.
My brother and my mom live in North New Mexico, and it's kind of a dust bowl. It's about the worst drought in Texas since the Dust Bowl. And then you look at the Mississippi and all the rain and everything that they've gotten there, all the flooding. So it's kind of a thing. It's the jet stream.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. Mm-hmm. It's just very interesting to see how everything's playing itself out here. Very, very interesting. So I was watching a show the other day on how the states got their shapes.
Right.
Since we're talking about the Mississippi, it reminded me of this story. And in Indiana, the lake that connects Superior, Lake Superior and all that, to Chicago. Do you know what that lake is called? Or that river is called, Gloria?
Lake Huron?
I think so. We'll get our waiter over here. Maybe he can check that for us.
You're talking about the lake or the river?
The river.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's Lake Huron, and I don't know if it's considered the Huron River or not. I doubt it. I'll look it up.
Well, it goes down into the state itself of Illinois, and they connected it through Superior Lake.
That's the Illinois River.
It's just the Illinois River. Okay. But they were showing that there's this carp that came from overseas, and somehow it got into the river.
It's
and
not
carp,
good, though, is it?
Yeah.
No.
It's huge.
They're
They have contests now. It's an amazing new sport.
What's the contest?
Well, my mother was telling me about it last year. It was written up in Illinois, one of the Illinois papers, and they are having contests about who can catch the biggest ones. And I won't go into the details because.
Well, what's happening is that there's these carp, and they get really big, and they're ugly, and they smell, and they don't taste good.
Fight.
Yeah, and they eat everything inside, and they
you
don't taste good,
fish,
which is
too.
Part of the problem. Right. And these fish, when the motors on these boats start going, the fish go crazy. I mean, it drives them insane. They start leaping out of the water and actually trying to hit the people that are in the boats.
I believe
they're attacking. Yeah, they attack these people. And it was so funny because the guy on the show, he was talking about it, and he really, you know, hyped it before the time they got there, like, yeah, these fish are really going to attack me. You know, he kind of rolls his eye at the camera, you know, and he'd go by and he'd talk to some of these people that, you know, live by the lake, and they're like, oh, yeah, they're really crazy. And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then they finally show it, and they've got the three boats where they've got the camera boat, and then him with his couple guys, and then another boat in the distance. And they give them this large staff net, okay? They probably could catch a decent, real big, decent-sized fish. And they said, and he goes, oh, I'm going to catch fish. And they go, no, this is to protect yourself. And I mean, literally, he almost like used it like a wood staff, trying to just block all these fish that were literally coming at him, trying to knock him out of the boat.
Yeah, I think
amazing.
That somebody said that it came from China.
Yeah, I think it was China. I didn't want to say because I wasn't sure. I want to say Thailand or China or someplace like that. But
it
it's just
China.
Like crazy. It's crazy. And they're trying to figure out how to stop the fish because they don't want them going up to Chicago where there's these locks. They've got locks
well,
up
they
there.
Have, they
and they don't want
to
get into
like,
the Chicago area.
They're trying to put up these defensive mesh fences, I think. Or
okay.
some sort of
okay.
protective barrier, I think.
The problem with it eating everything is that it's eating all of the native fish, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's literally sucking the
Well, they don't want it to get into Lake Superior, because if they get into Lake Superior, there goes the fishing industry.
Right.
Yeah, because it goes directly up to Lake Michigan.
Yeah, because they're just saying everybody's going to be... It's a big problem. So, as if... We're going to act as if these fish have been contained with these fences, okay? We don't need these fish going all the way to Lake Superior.
The thing, too, is that the Illinois connects with the Mississippi River, which will go on down to the ocean.
Right. So either way, you've got the ocean and you've got Lake Superior.
I know. And everything else in between, it goes down through Louisiana and it goes through all of the bed, everything.
So they're just wanting to really contain these carp. I'll tell you, it's it used to be fun and cute, and now it's just like, no, we need to take care of these fish. So it's definitely an issue with all that. So, well, we're down to our last minute. I want to wish you guys a great rapture. Hopefully, that's all good for everybody. It'll be interesting
next week when we get together
to figure out what happened with all that.
Right.
So I kind of look forward to the update with that kinds of stuff. So maybe we'll have some really interesting stories we can share. So that
Hopefully.
Ought to be interesting. If we're on the air, who knows? Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to believe that as if we're going to be here next week. So
I think we will be too. Because I mean, remember when it was, when you know, in 2000, when we were going from 1999 to 2000, how everything was going to go, because it was 2000.
Y2K.
And nothing really happened. So it's all good.
Yeah, but
they say
with the rapture, we're going to vibrate so highly that no one will be able to hear or see us. So if no one hears us next week, it could be we're just gone.
We're just in a higher vibration. And hopefully we'll all be in the same vibration together. Yeah, really. Okay, well, we're going to wrap up our leftovers, and we want to thank everybody for checking in. We're down to our last seconds, but we will hopefully see you next week at the cafe.
Okay, take care.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.